You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special club takeover of our airwaves, we're welcoming senior leadership exec Jared T. from QMed to talk about their fourth annual QueensMed Fights Cancer charity hockey game, an event organized by medical students at Queen's University supporting brain cancer research in partnership with the Canadian Cancer Society. This fundraiser began in 2023 when a student in QueensMed, Jordy McGuire, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Over the last 3 years, QMed students, friends, and family have brought together donors, players, and spectators from across the country, raising over $300,000 for brain cancer research. On March 7, 2026, students at QMed will face off against staff and resident physicians at the Slush Puppy Place in Kingston. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and this week on our Club and Community Takeover, I'm delighted to welcome Senior Leadership Exec Jared from QMed to talk about their upcoming event, which is the fourth annual QueensMed Fights Cancer charity hockey game. Jared, welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this is a big event. Looking at your website and seeing what's happening for such a relatively young event, it has certainly taken off. This is the fourth annual, as mentioned. And do you want to talk about what is QMed Fights Cancer? How did this come to be a fundraiser that you wanted to be involved with and that QMed is involved with?
Sure, yeah. Thanks for having me, first of all. Really happy to be here and share more about our event. Yeah, so QMed Fights Cancer in and of itself is a charity hockey game that happens every year, and it's between Queen's Medical students, such as myself, and we play against the resident and staff physicians here at Kingston Health Sciences Center. So that encompasses Kingston General Hospital, which is close to the Queen's campus, as well as Hotel Dieu in the downtown area. And the event started in 2023 when one of our classmates, his name is Jordy McGuire, he actually just graduated from medical school here at Queen's. But in 2022, he received a diagnosis of a brain tumor. And, you know, he had to get, 6 months or a few months of chemotherapy and radiation. And during that difficult time, his classmates asked him, you know, how can we help support you? And hockey had always been, and it still is to this day, really close to his heart. He played at a very high level, played in the Western Hockey League, which is a couple levels below NHL. It's kind of on that pathway. And so hockey was so close to him, it was kind of a big part of his life. And when, you know, his classmates asked him how to help, that kind of idea of having a med students versus doctors charity game to raise money for cancer research was an idea he had. And it took off in 2023. And that was when I was in the second half, kind of like my first year in medicine. So I heard about it through him and didn't really know much, but that's how it started. And since then, it's really, really taken off, as you said. So it's really cool to be a part of.
And we're not talking about like a shinny game on an outdoor rink. You're taking over the Slush Puppy Palace for this.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, the more years we do this event, I think the more the word spreads, but definitely I wasn't sure what the kind of vibe was going to be, and I definitely thought maybe it was just more of a casual shinny game. You know, for Canadians out there on outdoor hockey rinks, we just throw our sticks in the middle of the ice and kind of make two teams and play. And to my surprise, it was not that. It was a whole thing. We had Slush Puppy Place. You know, we, as you said, we took over the arena. We also have the services of the Kingston Frontenacs game entertainment staff, who are amazing in their own right and what they do. And so both of those fantastic groups serve to make this event something really special. And it's really just grown since then. And in terms of its, you know, outreach, in terms of its, you know, how professional we can make that event. And that's something that we really pride ourselves on as a group, to, you know, put the best event possible, not just for ourselves, but for the community, and try to get as many people to come out and watch us play.
And what were your hockey skills like when you started doing this event?
My own hockey skills? Yeah. You know, I never played at a high level, but I did play since I was around 7 years old. So I have some skill, although definitely very rusty nowadays. I don't play as much as I'd like. And I do remember going on the ice and being surprised at the level. It was quite high, and it's only gotten higher and higher since.
Right. Intensive training happening in the weeks leading up to this?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying. I just joined kind of a once a week hockey camp type of thing. It's like a boot camp for adults who kind of want to get back in the game, which kind of fits, you know, my skill level. So I'm doing that just to, you know, stay fresh, to get on the ice before the big game, because every year we do get around 600 to 700 people to come out and support us, which is amazing when you consider Queen's Medicine throughout all 4 years of our program is only around 400 students. So to get, you know, the immense support from our class, but also friends and family who come out and watch is amazing. So definitely a little bit nervous thinking about that many people watching you play. When I was growing up playing hockey, I think it was just my mom watching me on a Sunday evening at the local community rink. So it's a little bit different vibe. So thank you for kind of setting the stage. Because it is more than just a little shitty game.
I mean, the game is the entertainment, but the fundraiser is the main focus.
Exactly.
You're now a senior leadership exec. Yeah. What does that role entail, and how has your involvement with this event evolved?
For sure, yeah. So as a senior leadership executive, it's really more of the, I guess, high-level organization. So, you know, we're thankful to have such great involvement across all 4 years of our class. And I think it really brings together our whole class. And we have them doing various roles, which, you know, span from, you know, game day operations, marketing and communications, sponsorship and fundraising, organizing the after party, and other roles. So as a senior leader, you're really kind of responsible for everything, but you're not really involved with the granular tasks day to day. You're kind of more delegating roles, making sure everyone's on the same page. And so that kind of more maybe logistical oversight. So I would say that's how my role has changed. When I first joined, I was mainly involved with doing the graphics. So any sort of Photoshop work, any sort of videos that needed to be made, that was kind of my job. I do have a background in graphic design and filmmaking as well. So that's kind of my side passion. And maybe to lead on to the question of kind of how I got involved with this and how I feel like it's perfect for me, it fits my two passions of medicine and creative arts together, and all for a great cause of cancer research. So I still make all the videos, I still do the graphics, but I'm also kind of involved with the more overarching kind of operations day to day.
How big? I mean, you said like the medical school isn't that massive in the grand scheme of some of the classes that are here at Queen's. How big is the volunteer team that puts this together?
Yeah, so our whole executive team, which is comprised almost exclusively of Queen's Med students, I would say it's about 25 to 30 of us all together, and we're all doing this on a volunteer basis. We have very busy schedules as is with school, and as you get into the upper years of medicine, you start doing clinical rotations, so we're actually working in a clinical capacity in the hospitals, seeing real patients. So on our off hours, we're all kind of going home and going back to work on this. In this year specifically, we actually started to get some outreach with the Queen's Health Sciences program, like the undergrads, which has been fantastic to kind of, you know, reach out to them and kind of grow the event that way. And from what I understand, we've have over 40 volunteers who have signed up to help us with the actual running of the game, which is amazing for us, because in the past we kind of had to take that on ourselves, not only the planning before the game, but on the actual day we had to go and run the whole show. So to get their support and their engagement and really their interest is fantastic for us, and we're really looking forward to continuing to grow that in the future.
So we mentioned the game. You hinted too that there's other events sort of surrounding it, like an after party. Do you want to walk through, first of all, the date of this event, and then what the day is like what people can engage with at the event?
Sure, yeah. So the game this year will be happening on Saturday, March 7th of this year at Slush Puppy Place. The puck drop or the start of the game is 4 p.m., but the doors will open to the public or to the fans at 3 p.m., so an hour before. And just to give kind of what for fans to expect, it's really, as you said, more than just a kind of a scrimmage. We have the whole nine yards in terms of what, you know, you expect at a professional hockey game, or we try to at least. So we have full warm-ups before the game. We have the music going. We have kind of the DJ up in the booth. We have full kind of a introductory ceremony with the red carpet, national anthems, kind of a video edit showcasing the players. We have the PA announcer kind of announcing everyone. We have a ceremonial puck drop with the Canadian Cancer Society, who we're partnered with. We have fun intermission games, including some great prizes that fans can expect to sign up for if they win. And, you know, we have a bunch of other little fan engagement opportunities in the concourse. And then after the game, we do have an after party that will be held at the Grizz up on Princess Street there. And to gain entrance to that, you do have to buy a ticket or donate to our fundraiser. So all in all, it's a great day of fun. And the idea is just to get people out there and enjoy, you know, enjoy the hockey. Hockey is one thing, but just enjoy the sense of community. And, you know, it's all for a good cause. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing as many people as we can out there.
Yeah, and I'm assuming, you know, tickets are open to anyone. You don't have to be a Queen's student. You don't have to be in Queen's Med. If this seems like an event you want to support, just come out.
That's correct. Yeah, you know, we're always trying to increase our outreach, increase the engagement, not only with Queen's as a university, but with our hospital network. We're closely affiliated with Kingston Health Sciences Center, but just the general public in itself, in the Kingston community. You know, Kingston is a smaller town than other centers like Toronto, but I think that gives it such a power and a strength to it, where you really feel close to everyone who you meet on the street. Mm-hmm. You know, there's that sense of, you know, I've seen you around maybe a couple times at the local grocery store or anything like that. So, you know, if it does seem like an event for you, you know, albeit like, you know, it is Queen's medical students and doctors, but, you know, the doctor playing on the ice might be your family doctor, one of the other specialists that you may see. So there is a connection to it. And again, with Kingston being a smaller town, it's a high likelihood that you'll know someone at the event. So if you have, you know, free few hours on Saturday, March 7th, feel free to come by and grab a ticket on our website and check out our socials.
Okay. You've set a lofty goal for fundraising for this year, but looking at your past history of what you've raised, it seems very tenable. So I see that this event has raised, what, $300,000 over the past few years. And so you've set a goal of $50,000. We'll talk about tickets in a second, but if people can't attend, but they want to support, are there ways that they can get money to you and that they can support?
For sure. Yeah. Ticket sales, as you said, is a main way to grow the fundraiser, but we're very fortunate to be partnered with the Canadian Cancer Society, who they do match each donation dollar for dollar. So that's why our goal has been set for $50,000. And if we reach that or whatever we reach, they basically double that. Okay. And so, yeah, if you can't come to the game or you're not in town, we definitely have avenues for you to donate. And we have a donation link on our website. And actually this year we have a kind of a new donation model. So we have basically three different ways you can donate to our fundraiser. The first is to donate to the overall fundraiser. The second is to donate to either team students or team doctors. We have a little bit of a fun competition going on our website where you can see who's donated more as a team. And then lastly, if you choose to, you can donate to a specific player on each team. So for example, I have my own donation page. One of my friends, who are my teammates, has their own donation page and so forth. So, you know, for friends and family who want to donate to a specific player, they can do so. And we each have our own little competition amongst ourselves. And there's a prize, I believe, at the end for the person who's fundraised the most, which we will call the Most Impactful Player Award. But the important thing is, no matter which avenue you donate in, it will all go towards that final donation total that will be matched by the Canadian Cancer Society. So if you would like more information on that, our website is definitely a good place to start.
Okay, so let's talk about your website and how people can get tickets, how much tickets cost.
Yeah, sure. So our website is qmedfightscancer.ca, and tickets are currently on sale. You can buy them through our website. It's done through Ticketmaster and through the same ticket booth that Frontenac's use for a Slush Puppy Place. So they're available on the website, but also available in person. So if you so choose, you can go to the Slush Puppy Place box office, ask for QMed Fights Cancer, and they will be able to sell you a ticket there. Tickets, I believe, now are $20, and those proceeds, again, go to our final Canadian Cancer Society fundraiser.
And I mean, $20, that gets you into a full afternoon of hockey and the after party at the Grizzly Grill. Exactly. That's a pretty reasonably priced Saturday, I would say.
There you go. Yeah. And it's a full Saturday of fun and, you know, bringing your friends and family and just enjoying the day. Well, hopefully the weather holds up. But yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing how many people come out and support.
It's a compelling case and a compelling story and really tapping into what Canadians like to entertain themselves with this time of year. there, you know, if you haven't gotten enough of your fix watching Olympic hockey.
There you go. Yeah. You know,
get it in person.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have great hockey in the city too, with the Frontenacs, and they're the hottest ticket in town, of course. And they're quite high level. So I wouldn't want to, you know, tell anyone that we're going to be like that out there, but I think it's more of a endearing kind of quality on the ice to see maybe your doctor go out and try to score a goal. So I always find that fun. And
it's gotta be fun to skate on that ice too.
Oh right? Yeah. It's fantastic. I'll just go back to the first year I played in this event, and just going out there and seeing, I mean, the whole lights and everything, and the stadium, and the amount of people that came out to watch, I got very nervous, to be honest with you, because as I said, my memories of playing hockey is just in front of my mom and maybe two other people in this little small community rink where I grew up. So very, very different. It doesn't get any less nerve-wracking every year, but I like to think I'm trying to get more prepared physically for the event. So yeah, very, very cool to skate on that ice.
Well, and also maybe a little less intimidation factor for people in the audience. You know, if you don't know all the rules of hockey, you can still come and enjoy yourself, right?
Of course. Yeah, we pride ourselves on being, you know, a very accessible event, an event that it doesn't matter who you are. Come out, enjoy the game. Doesn't matter if you know hockey, as you said, you don't have to. You really don't. And we kind of make a point of our whole game entertainment to be as inclusive as possible with our event in terms of, you know, explaining the rules of the game, explaining what's exactly is going to happen. Again, the intermission games are a fun way to kind of involve everyone. We actually get people from the crowd to go on the ice if they so choose. So that sounds like something that you're interested in. That's, you know, that's another option to get involved in the in the cause. So we have a cool photo booth in the concourse as well that we're getting. So a lot of little fun little things that if families or friends can come by, and if hockey hasn't been your thing, I think this is a great way to get introduced to the game. And who knows, you know, with the Olympics going on this year and the Frontenacs and playing the same building, I think it's just a great way to grow the game from a grassroots level for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So once again, it's QMed Fights Cancer, qmedfightscancer.ca. I've got the website here. As you mentioned, there's some great videos, some great information about the game, about Jordy as well and his story. And also, you're on social media. Do you want to shout out what your socials are?
Yeah. We're probably most active on Instagram. That's where you can find all of our updates, all of our little features and content. Just to plug myself, I do create most of the graphics. We do have a fantastic graphics team. We do work together. And our handle for Instagram is @QMedFightsCancer. We also do have a TikTok account where we have some very creative, you know, colleague making these very, I would say, very creative reels. Things maybe go over my head. I'm a little bit out of that generation now, but people seem to love them, even though I don't understand what they are most of the time. That's also @QMedFightsCancer. And so those are the main two. We do also have a YouTube account as well. It's the same. You can search us up @QMedFightsCancer. So we try to, you know, keep it consistent across our channels to increase the engagement wherever possible.
So very easy to find for more information, to grab your tickets. I see like there's a donate button, as you mentioned, as well. So if you can't make it, but you still want to support this great cause, you have the opportunity to do so. Jared, is there anything else you want to add before we go today?
You know, I'll just say thank you. If you're listening, just want to say thank you for even engaging with us. As you know, we're not a super large event, quite a new event as well, but we think the messaging and you know, the story behind it is so powerful. And I believe that everyone has been touched by cancer in some form of or another, whether it's directly or indirectly. And when you're thinking about kind of our event, like, you know, think about the family members that have been affected and how important it is for research to be funded for that. And that's where all of our donations go. It goes directly to the Canadian Cancer Society, who are leading these, you know, innovative clinical trials to help, you know, basically cure cancer. So, you know, I just shout out some of my family members. One of my cousins has stage 4 breast cancer right now. And so she's been so strong and resilient. So whenever I'm stressed with this event, whenever I'm, you know, really tired after a shift at the hospital, I always think about her and my other relatives who have passed away due to cancer. And I think that's just a really powerful connection to the event. And I really hope that you'll come out and support, and if not, donate to the cause.
Progress is being made in real time every day, right?
Exactly.
But it's very expensive.
It really is.
Yeah. So contributions that you're making to something like this has real time benefit to people who are living through this right now.
Exactly, for sure. Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head. Cancer treatment is, I mean, if it was so easy, it would have been done by now. So yeah. The fact that, you know, there's a lot of organizations like us who have similar goals, which I think is fantastic, but it just speaks to the complexity and the difficulty of this disease. Someone coming from medicine such as myself and seeing that firsthand and having to tell people, you know, they have cancer to their face and being around that space and dealing with those emotions, it's definitely one of the hardest things I've ever had to do and witness in my life. So again, that just brings another kind of piece to why this event is so important for me, and I'm sure it's important for so many other people out there. So think about people you know, and I think that really will hit the nail on the head in terms of how important this is for us.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, when your contributions are being doubled.
Exactly, like yeah. And I'll give a quick shout out to the Canadian Cancer Society. They've been partnered with us since 2024, and it's been a fantastic partnership, and they've been so helpful for us to grow our event, the connections that we've made through them, and just to work with them is a real treat. So shout out to them, and they'll be coming to the game as well. It'll be a whole party. So, you know, as bleak maybe as I make it sound in terms of cancer and how difficult it is, the event is really one of positivity and joy. Jordy himself, he's now actually a resident physician in Toronto practicing family medicine. So he'll be coming back for the game. He'll actually be playing on the doctor's team.
Oh, amazing.
Which is really cool and kind of scary because he's really good. So yeah. I hope that I don't have to face him one-on-one, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll get off the bed. I'll get off the ice before he gets on the ice or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you talk about community support, solidarity, showing up for one another is so valuable. And so, like, thank you to you and to your team for putting something together like this that brings joy to something that can be a really fearful and isolating diagnosis for a lot of people, and is helping work towards making sure that it's not something that is as dire
as it is now. Yeah, for sure. Any way that we can do to support, other than maybe some of us will be treating cancer in our jobs in a few years, but this is just a great way to start that process and be involved in helping, right? So yeah, as I said, we're super excited for the event this year and really thankful to opportunities such as this right now to chat about and have the airspace to discuss how great it is, because it really is.
Well, it's a pleasure having you here, and I hope that you have a lot of fun and it's not too nerve-wracking. I'm sure you'll have lots of people cheering for you on the 7th.
Thank you. Yeah, my friends and family are coming from Toronto, so I'm very excited, and yeah, I'm gonna go hit the gym now, maybe.
Amazing. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.